Chapter 29. Enter Calvin Fry. Hast thou been driven by suffering to the foot of the mount? Mary Baker Eddy, 1881. From outward appearances, no one would have selected Calvin A. Fry as an outstanding prospective student for Christian Science. But there had been an inner preparation of the heart, which the world cannot see. It was in his experience, as Mrs. Eddy had written in the new edition of Science and Health, quote, "The ripening of mortal man through suffering will drop his false sense of life and intelligence," end quote. Calvin Fry was a year younger than Mrs. Eddy's son, George Glover, and he had been ripened through suffering. When he was still a child, his mother had been afflicted with insanity and was at times institutionalized. His father was lame and partially incapacitated from a severe illness early in manhood. Calvin had married at the age of 26, but had returned to the family home one short year later after the premature death of his wife. He had the companionship of a widowed sister, Lydia Rofe, but the picture of life in this sad household was drab indeed, an unending round of toil and care, with little to lighten the load or dispel the gloom. A brother, Oscar Fry of Boston, attended some of the meetings at Hawthorne Hall with his wife. They contacted Clara Choate on behalf of the senior Mrs. Fry. Very shortly after Mrs. Choate agreed to take the case, the mother was completely restored to health and sanity. There was great rejoicing in that home in Lawrence, Massachusetts. The sunlight of Christian Science healing had gladdened the hearts of all, but it penetrated deepest into the receptive thought of Calvin. As soon as he could arrange it, he went to Lynn to study with Mrs. Eddy. Both Mr. and Mrs. Eddy were favorably impressed with Mr. Fry's sincerity and felt that he could be depended upon. A few months later, Dr. Eddy made a trip to Lawrence, unbeknown to Calvin, for the express purpose of inquiring into his record. This quiet young man did measure up to and fulfill their expectations. In later years, Mrs. Eddy told him that he had done more than any other, except herself, for the cause of Christian Science.